This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis. And on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And you guys, we have some friends back in the studio today. And Dave's going to tell you who they are.
I'm so excited because Caleb and Stephanie Rouse are here. And yes, we interviewed them once before via Zoom.
Yes.
And this is way better. We're here in the studio, South Lake, Texas, the marriage capital of the world, with our great friends who are just a gift to all who know them.
They really are.
You know, certain people light up a room mm-hmm. when they walk in. Well, Caleb and Stephanie Rouse are like two giant spotlights of golden sunshine that just pour into a place. And they're using their influence to really just bring hope and healing and encouragement all over the place. And we're just going to talk. We're just friends hanging out and invite you guys to sit along for the conversation because they've got so much wisdom and we're going to have a fun time. So Caleb That's and right. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Dave. My heart is overflowing.
Yeah, thank you guys.
So is mine.
I'm so honored to be here, like in the flesh.
Yes.
I think that's the cool thing about this is just being here together and spending time with you guys again.
Yeah.
Excited. So thank you.
Man.
Thanks for having us.
We love it.
We love you guys. So
we do.
So tell us, what is life looking like right now? Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like right now in this season, what's new? What's exciting? What's a struggle? You just tell us what's happening.
Wow. Oh,
I love that. Yeah. It's God's been doing some cool things, and something that happened recently that was probably one of the favorite things that when we looked at each other, we said, this is probably one of the favorite things we've ever done in our ministry, is we had a mastermind retreat. We called it Wholehearted Love Mastermind Retreat, and we rented this house, and it was like a mansion in Temecula, and it was women from all over the world that have been in one of our programs, and we have courses, mm-hmm. and they came out and came for 3 days, and just God was like just so present, just seeing God encounter each of them, and it was just the most incredible experience.
It was like heaven on earth.
Wow.
It was amazing. And it was in Temecula, California, mm-hmm. and there was only one girl, so the seven girls, we opened seven spots. And 2 months before we even announced it, we were like, we're just going to do it. You know, like everyone says, when you want to start something, you just got to do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
So we put it out there, all the spots filled within a week.
Just to our little community. Like, we didn't share on social media
at all. About it. And we hosted in California, and only one girl was from California. The rest were from like Australia, New Zealand.
Oh my God.
They've never even been to the United States
before.
They came
amazing?
For like this event. And it was just like God showed up in a major way. It was so powerful.
Sisters and just met them each where they were at. He specifically wanted each of them there and each of us there for a reason. And just getting to have all these sessions, worship, and just encountering the wholehearted love of God. And then that wholehearted community of being just in that fellowship was so good. So that was one recent thing.
Yeah. And just a lot of, I guess, like open doors and possibilities and fun things, I guess, on the horizon for us, and just getting settled back into Pittsburgh and getting into the groove coming
Doing
up.
Doing some apple picking, pumpkin picking. Oh, it's like all the fall vibes.
I'm so jealous right now. I'm telling you.
It's been like 65 and just like that crisp, the leaves are starting to change. So we've been,
we're like
we just
kids
got a little kitten. Just like a week ago. So he got me this sweet little.
It's a Scottish fold. So it has like the folded ears all the time, like down.
It's so cute.
It looks like a baby leopard. So
I think I saw, did you all post about this? I feel like I saw this. Yes. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
That is is so fun. And I mean, you're literally getting all the fall cozy things between the apple picking, the pumpkins, yes. and now a cat in your home, a little kitten. I mean,
it's so cozy.
It's awesome.
Like
that's
cozy
like a Hallmark
vibes.
Movie. You guys are living a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
You are. You're yes. one of those beautiful towns that just, it is.
Yeah.
It's, I'm telling you, you're in the place to be in the fall. It's glorious. Mm. It's just glorious.
It really is.
I love that.
It's our definitely favorite time of year there, I think. It's so beautiful.
Incoming fall content for sure.
Yes.
Like all the leaves and everything.
Well, I will be one watching every bit of it. We love Georgia. Like, we love where we live, but we don't get a true fall. Like, at least where we are in Georgia. Like, North Georgia probably does, you know, up in the mountains, but we just don't. I mean, if there is some like color change, we're so excited, right, sweetie? We're like little kids, but we don't get the Pennsylvania fall.
No, we don't. We don't.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. We can live vicariously
through you guys. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And we're glad you guys get it. And you guys, for those of you watching, they are representing fall. Y'all could be like fall models.
Hey,
I mean, it's the best. Yeah. It's so like the sweater and you got and the shacket the going on. I love it.
See, I'm usually like how Dave is, where I'm wearing like all like dark or black. Like, it's very rare that I'm in colored like outfit. So this is it's a thing.
Black hides love handles. More that than fashion.
I'm with you, brother.
Caleb, as soon as you walked in, I've been craving pumpkin spice latte. Like, as soon as I saw you, I'm like, why do I crave this?
I know, right? Exactly.
Get the taste in your mouth.
Yeah, I know. It's like I could feel it. Wait, part of what I want to talk to you guys about, because we were talking about it, and I thought, you know what? We've never had this conversation on the podcast.
Yes.
We know so many couples who they have different dietary needs.
Yeah.
They have different dietary restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just a very practical aspect of marriage is serving each other in that and learning to navigate that. And right from the beginning of your story, that's something that you two have been navigating. Caleb, you even like had the move of bringing something that you knew she could eat on the very first date. So tell us a little bit about how all that unfolded. Stephanie, I know you've got some dietary restrictions, and Caleb, how you went into that world and how you're navigating that together.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I will note that Stephanie is by far my dream girl. So when I first met Stephanie, I was willing to do anything to get in. I was like, okay, I got to get in with this girl. I got to make her like me. And then we would talk about things.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. And we would go to like places after church, and she like as like a group, and we go to these food places, which was all food I could eat, which was really bad for you. But I noticed Stephanie would never eat. And I'm like, what's the story with this? And I kind of found out that she was allergic to gluten. And I was like, what is that? I had no, that wasn't even like on my radar. If that would have been like, I don't know, Saturn or Jupiter in my galaxy, you know, like way out. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And so when I asked her out, I was like, I got to find something gluten-free. And I'd heard her talk about these chocolate-covered almonds from Trader Joe's. And I was like, I'm going to grab those and bring them on the first date. And
it's
I showed up super overdressed, but also with my like chocolate-covered almonds. And she smiled immediately.
Yeah, it was so intentional. And I had no idea he had even heard me talk about that. I don't even remember because I love them. And I don't know if we were or if you overheard me talking, but just that intentionality of just bringing that gift was so sweet. And then you took me to a place that had gluten-free options, which it was a place I had no idea had gluten-free options. So my heart dropped when I learned. It was actually at Buca di Beppo.
Yeah,
oh,
Buca
I love
that
place.
I didn't know. I figured they didn't. I never had looked up that they had gluten-free options. So it was in Pasadena where we live. So we walked there and I was like, oh goodness. And he's like, oh, I checked and they have a lot of gluten-free options. And then that became something that we would go to for an anniversary or something, because it was our first date and we had the meal that we had there, the salmon and capers and the different things.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, he never, I don't think, had salmon before that.
I hadn't.
That's special for both of you.
Yes, right? And I feel like I had called like 12 different restaurants to try to figure this out because I just had no idea. And when we found it, I just began this like learning experience.
Yeah. Wow.
And I would say it's definitely a thing of like intentionality, just like with anything else in marriage. It takes like really, you know, figuring out what's I don't know, the deal with this person, what's going on, what are the struggles they're having, and then how can I meet that, like you were saying, Dave, earlier. And it definitely comes with mistakes. So like, that's the other thing.
The thought counts a lot.
Yes, it does.
And really, that's all romance is. I think sometimes we guys, especially, we get intimidated by that word romance. Mm-hmm. Like I have to learn French poetry. I have to do all this stuff. When really, romance is just another word for intentionality.
Yes.
Yeah, thoughtfulness.
Like, absolutely. I'm going to be thoughtful. I'm going to be intentional. And all of us can do that. And you're writing the book on how to do that in such a practical, meaningful way. Mm. So anybody that's listening, you've got a spouse that has some dietary restrictions, instead of just saying like, well, you're on your own, you know, follow this couple's playbook, because they're doing it right. So sorry to interject, but I just wanted to.
No, that's perfect. You know, and now we eat like at home, when we're at home, we just eat all gluten free.
Right. Yeah.
And because you can find options, like I enjoy everything that we eat. I just find the right option for it, or I make my stuff afterwards, or you know, whatever it is.
It's bread.
But one of the first times I was finding stuff when we got married, they put the gluten-free stuff in the aisle with the organic stuff, and I got it confused. So I bought organic chocolate chip like cookie dough, and
it was
just organic flour.
It
was like organic, gluten-free, same thing, you know?
The packaging looked almost identical to the organic, to the gluten-free. They were next to each other, so he could even see gluten-free. And it was organic flour.
And it was
around Christmas time, so he was making me gluten-free
cookies
from scratch. Like, he had bought the flour, went to Whole Foods, so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to die.
Sick.
I had no idea.
Oh, man, I was so bad.
I was so, and I had them multiple, because he made like a batch. So I had them multiple days.
Oh my gosh.
I had no idea it was the food I was eating, that I was just sick. And I said, I need to call the doc. There's a lot of things that happen, but I was having such a hard time. I get so lethargic, and it feels like my body's poisoned. And so I'm like, Caleb, something's really wrong with me. I think, you know, we have to go to the hospital, and what, like, because everything I've been eating is normal. And then he checks the flour.
First ingredient, wheat.
Okay,
well, this went bad. Not going there again. So now I'm like extra careful,
But that's something, it's a learning process, but you know, you do such a good job. And that was so sweet of you to try to make.
So if you're, I would say if you're somebody that's not familiar with that, it just takes like, again, that intentionality of like just going and learning. Cause I was that person, like barbecue, every gluten is what I ate, you know? And I think if I can learn, anybody can learn, I would say. And it just takes, you know, that intentionality.
Yeah, and trial and error, and being okay with that, having fun with that, and things that we both like, that, okay, how can we have this be? Mm-hmm. And then a win-win, and then when we go to restaurants, it's that he can order whatever, and he gets like, you know, and he's very intentional to make sure anytime, even when we go on a trip, he's like, yeah, where are the gluten-free places? He's looking things up.
That's so good.
He's just making sure there's something.
So it doesn't all fall on you.
Right.
It's like,
that's why it should be, that you guys are in it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're taking the lead even and saying like, I'm going to find us the places. You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to find you options. Yeah. And that's good stuff.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
It's stressful enough for her to have to ask every time at a restaurant. Yeah. So if I can take away at least one barrier, I've done a job. I've done a job to help. That's how I see it.
You know, I love that, because we've known couples where they don't approach it this way. And like, they've been married a little bit, and the wife or the husband has always had some health issues. And then it comes to light that it is a gluten allergy or some other kind of food allergy.
Yeah.
And we've seen where the spouse gets, like the spouse who does not have the allergy, almost gets frustrated with their spouse that they have this, and it's like they can't help it. Like they just have this, you know, they have an allergy or a sensitivity. And we've met with people where this is like an issue, because they don't feel like they're being a partner with them, and they're almost kind of judging them even, and acting like it's this huge burden or something, because now all of a sudden as a family they have to change some things. And so I just hope those of you watching, listening, like, please take a note from this awesome couple, because we've got to approach it like partners. Like, you know, we always say it's never, you know, his allergy or her allergy, it's always our allergy, right? Mm, you know, yeah. We always say his issue or her issue, it's our issue. But really, it's for everything, yeah. You know? Yeah. And I think when it comes to food, we're getting more knowledge these days. I feel like there's more out there to help people navigate these things. And we were just saying before we started recording, you know, thank goodness times have changed where there are more options, yeah. Food options, yeah. Both in the store and at restaurants. But I think just knowing your spouse is in your corner, mm-hmm. and they don't see whatever it is you're dealing with as something that's inconveniencing them, I think that just that in and of itself helps us feel better. And then, you know, even in when you're dealing with illness, when you have a healthier mindset and you know your partner's in your corner, that helps you on your road to health even. I mean, there's studies behind that. So I hope people really are listening to this, because I know it's widespread. I mean, I feel like more and more people every day, especially with gluten, they're finding that they have different allergies or celiac disease or sensitivities.
Yeah, and it feels bad enough. You feel, you know, I really struggled to feel like a burden, or, you know, and then even early on in our marriage, he's like, let's get you an allergy test so they could test like other things just to, hey, let's, for both of us, and what ways can we just help each other be healthy? Just little things, or just build each other up. And that's a blessing.
Exactly.
To both of us, but him not making me feel like a burden and just feeling like a partner, because I'm already struggling with those my lies of feeling that way. And I would say to him so often, I'm so sorry, or I get like stressed if someone asks us to go, I want to hang out with my friends, and then I'm, how do I eat before, how do you know, and I'm so sorry, I'm such a burden. Or and he just never, he's just, no, you're a blessing, this is, we'll work it out. Or if we're going somewhere, he knows, he throws in something that, you know, on the stove or something that he knows that I can eat. So, I'm not going to be hungry. He's it's so,
you got to eat, right?
We do.
And also, you don't want hangry.
No, exactly.
It's a better version of me not to be.
And also, I feel like just the inclusivity, like to be included in these different things you're invited to. You don't want to always feel like, I'm just gonna have to sit there where everybody else eats. And that's what I hear you both saying is like, you want to be able to do this together. And that's huge. And even, I mean, really in any aspect of marriage where maybe one's dealing with something and the other isn't, I think just making sure like you're not pushing the other away because of whatever they're dealing with, but just being inclusive.
I love that.
So y'all are doing a great job at that. Thank you. Appreciate y'all sharing that.
Yeah. Cheers to you guys. It's a great example. And I think part of the secret sauce of your relationship is you guys did start from the very beginning with such intentionality. And for couples who are listening, who are maybe in that early phase, you know, the pre-marriage, not even married yet, you two are a great example to look to for just how to navigate that season and to ask the right questions. And so what were some of the things you were doing back in that early stage of your relationship preparing for marriage? And what advice would you give to folks who are listening right now? And they're preparing for marriage and they want to do it the right way.
That's so good.
I love that.
That's such a good question and something that...
I'm super excited about some Mother's Day gifts and future birthday gifts that I have coming up. And it's made possible through our friends at Aura, A-U-R-A. An Aura frame is essentially a digital picture frame that you can upload and customize really at any point. You can have your pictures streaming in real time. You can change what pictures it shows. You can make it exactly what you want it to be. It's so customizable. It's so cool. You can even add pictures to a loved one's frame in some other state or other part of the world by uploading a new picture you think they'll love that'll pop up on their frame. And it's a great way to keep families connected. I think this is one of the most thoughtful gifts that you can give. So I want you to go to AuraFrames.com and use the promo code NAKED to get $30 off plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, and I promise you, they're going to love their Aura frame. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows, like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life. life, mm-hmm. and it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
We are so passionate about preparing people, like even before they meet their person and then when they meet that person, because we've done it, I've done it so wrong and so not the right way at different times. And then God has taught me a lot. And it's so cool to see just the way that we were really intentional, I would say, of when we say the wholehearted love of having our walls down, of not, I got to this point before meeting him, and I know that you can speak on this, you did as well, of we don't want to be someone we're not. He jokes about like, oh, I would be vegan for her. And like, obviously there's things
I figured it out.
that you do to sacrifice for the other person. But the core of your being, of who you are, of understanding of, okay, this is who God made me to be. And if someone doesn't love and appreciate that, it's not worth it to pretend to be someone else. And I used to do that. I was like, oh, I need to be something so this guy likes me or this. Mm-hmm. And I approached dating in that way. And so they fell in love with something. It wasn't really me. It was my perception of what I thought they would like. And so God had taken me through all of that. So with him, it was so amazing that we were just so honest and real with who we really are, you know, and just having those really intentional conversations of our personalities and who we are and how that meshed and how we could come alongside each other and make that a blessing, and just really fell in love with him for exactly who he was with the walls down, and felt the same with you. And I think that's so amazing for couples to, is there a wall I'm putting up? Is there something I'm scared? You know, I'm engaged. Is there something I need to be honest in an intentional way to not have secrets, to not have things? Right. And doesn't mean you have to share every detail about something in the past or some, you know, there's ways to do it that are really respectful to that other person. But to have that transparency.
Yeah. Now, I love what you're talking about being like yourself, like fully who God has made you to be. You don't need to like necessarily change for anybody who you are, but you can like improve, so to speak. So like, I forget where I heard this, but it was like somebody gave the advice of make a list of all the things you would want your future spouse to be and then be those things, or be the type of person that can be with somebody like that. And so like when I first met Stephanie, I had to wait a year before I could even go on a date with her just because of how things went. That's okay. But once we had a date, you know, I sealed the deal. But
anyways, chocolate almonds for the win.
It was chocolate almonds.
Came through. Yes, chocolate almonds. Thank you, Trader Joe's. But I was like, man, that is the type of girl I want to be with. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, what would it take to be with somebody like that? I really need to figure out some of these things. And so for me, it was, okay, what areas are going to make being with somebody better? What ways can I deal with baggage so that I'm not bringing that, so that we have to then unpack it together? You're going to unpack things. And like marriage, you know, marriage is a naked experience, right? You come in and you're just exposed. Mm-hmm. And so what can I do to make the exposure not as shocking, right? And so working on that, and then couples together, I think it's like what Stephanie said, being honest, being open in the appropriate ways, and then allowing God to heal the areas that need to be healed. And I think intentionally working on that is a game changer.
That's so well said. And I love the way, just that picture of how we all have stuff that we've put off dealing with. I think that all of us, and it sometimes becomes even a blind spot, you know? And I know you all see this, you know, and just to clarify, if you guys have not listened to their other episode they did with us, I know that Stephanie in particular comes from a clinical background with this and helping people. And so it's like, I'm sure in the work you do, you see this all the time and you help clients, you know, you counselees, I don't know how you refer to them, but you know, to work through this. And I think that we forget that, like we forget that we have these whopping blind spots, and a lot of it is it's kind of human nature to just avoid having those hard things. And I think that when you can have the maturity and the wisdom with God's help to deal with the baggage, and like you said, do, you know, the hard work of getting the healing that you need and going to the counselor and working through this. And then, like you said, it's not that it's not still hard when you are bearing all, you know, with some of the stuff from your past, but when you come as a holy, you know, a whole and healed person, you're able to approach it in such a healthier way than if you haven't even dealt with it. Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of people going into marriage, I think that they get so excited about the wedding. They get so excited about this new life they're doing together, and they forget about this stuff. And then it hits them like a ton of bricks. I mean, I even think we went through a little bit of this in the beginning with some stuff that we had not really dealt with, that sometimes you don't even realize until you're married and you're just living your life together. And it can be, you know, not that you can't still get through it, but it's just, you're going to fare so much better when you do that work beforehand. So I love how you all talked about that. Yeah.
That's so good.
It's really good.
Well, guys, we could talk to you all day. I can't believe we blinked and we're out of time.
I know.
It's like we have to just keep having you back because you guys have so much incredible wisdom. I mean, you're just such a light and a blessing to us and to all who know you.
Yes.
But before we go, tell folks where they can connect with you, because you guys are putting so much great content out there, and we want to shine the light on you so that it's folks can find what you're doing. So tell our listeners where they can get more Caleb and Stephanie.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. One of the places, Instagram mostly, and this is on Instagram, we share a lot of prayers and being an intentional.
Yes, you do. They're
and
great.
So that's something that praying when you're engaged, praying for that person before you meet them, while you're meeting them. That's so good. So on Stephanie, Stephanie Rouse, and then Caleb Jason Rouse on Instagram.
I threw the whole name on there. I just wanted to make it.
I think it's great.
This is me.
It's very specific. Yeah, right? They can find you. I think it's great.
He also puts his social security number underneath the name. So
that's that number.
Just in case you were doubtful.
But I love that.
Guys, listen, if you are listening to this and you have a friend, a relative who is dating, who is single, who's engaged, you know, who maybe isn't with someone right now, but would like to be and is trying to just get healthy and prepare for that.
Oh yeah.
Send them this episode.
It could help you.
Just send them a link to this, because I'm telling you, like, just hearing from Caleb and Stephanie might be the nudge that they need in the right direction to start making some positive changes that can help set them on the path toward marriage. And guys, thank you guys for sharing with us. We love you, and let's do this again soon.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Such an honor, guys.
And thank you all for listening, and we will see you next time.